This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Orioles trying to end an 8-game losing streak. They do lead the Brewers 1-0 in the top of the fifth. Let's talk some Orioles baseball as Gabe Locks covers Major League Baseball for USA Today. Wrote a great piece a few days ago titled Brandon Hyde Survived Orioles Epic Tanking. Then the franchise failed him, and he joins us now courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Gabe, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. Let's start with the firing. Just your thoughts on the dismissal of Brandon Hyde.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's so rare for a guy to survive, the darkness of that rebuild, right? It was pretty dark for a while, and he's, you know, Brandon, not a name guy, you know, he's not a Terry Francona. I think he really showed a lot by getting through that and seeing it through to when things got much brighter, and they win 101 games, and he's AL Manager of the Year. One thing I find interesting is the concept of when does a manager kind of acquire immunity, knowing that franchises have ups and downs. And, like you look at Davey Martinez down in Washington, he wins a World Series that obviously buys him a few years. Dave Roberts in L.A., Aaron Boone has been on the hot seat a few times but has survived. He's even gotten a year deeper than Hyde. So it's interesting that this was – seen as such a different voice, as Mike Elias has put it, that was so necessary. So I find it kind of interesting that, like, okay, why was this the end of the road for him when things that absolutely everything that could go wrong pretty much went wrong from the winter to the injuries to the underperformance this year. And I certainly understand that can be the life cycle of a manager, but it is an interesting thing to ponder. You know, when is the time to pull the cord? And it might have seemed abundantly obvious at the time, but looking back now, it's like, wow, okay, this you kind of didn't think that it would happen so quickly, but here we are.
Gabe, what about the lead up to all of this? Because Mike Elias 2 weeks ago was going on several podcasts and shows talking about Brandon Hyde's job security, and then he fires Hyde on Saturday and waits until yesterday on a road trip to address the media 3 days after he fired Hyde. What did you think of that?
Well, yeah, in terms of the comments ahead of time, there's really not much more you can say up until the point when you are ready to let a guy go, just because even if you give a little hint of, we'll see, then suddenly the vultures are going to circle, and kind of rightfully so. So I never really blame a guy for the proverbial vote of confidence or for saying things are good. In those 2 weeks, like, things really did go south. So you can certainly see how things could change, but I don't necessarily blame front office guys or owners for kind of fudging a bit if they, if they give a vote of confidence. But it was not great timing to not kind of face the music immediately. And from my perspective, it was like, okay, Saturday, kind of a hectic day, mid-afternoon game. They don't tell the players until, noon. Okay, fine. I was pretty stunned that he didn't talk on Sunday, just because – you know, it got kind of weird with the interim guy, you know, with Zavino's, you know, having to kind of say, well, that's probably a question for Mike, you know, and it kind of is. So that's kind of when it gets to be sort of a dereliction of duty, in addition to the notion of, you know, waiting until they're 2 days into a road trip with much less media around, you know. I certainly think, you know, the guys on hand and the women on hand, you know, asked all the right questions and probably would have got roughly the same stuff out of Elias that a larger throng might have back in Baltimore. But not a great look to kind of leave Tony and the players holding the bag and having to answer, you know, when you're going through Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday.
So with all that said, and with Mike Elias's inability to develop players as hitters or pitchers or fielders, and his overarching organizational beliefs and his individual transactions being far most accountable and responsible for the plight that they find themselves in, and him not even be able to fire a guy like a serious major league general manager, then how in good conscience do you think this ownership group can sell him as the guy to not only not mess this up more between now and the deadline, but actually start to fix it?
Yeah, it's I think he still has a good bit of equity in the bank, just with regard to the entire organizational infrastructure, the buildup of their presence in the Dominican. And, the last 2 years did count for something. You know, that's, he did help build two playoff teams. Now, granted, greatly aided by, you know, 2 to 3 to 4 really grim kind of years. So, that's kind of part of it too. But, you know, replacing a GM is such a huge thing. I mean, you're talking about, an entire operation, for a ball club. Additionally, it's, if you haven't been like blown away by the owner and what he's done so far in a year plus, would you trust him necessarily to make the right call on hiring a new GM and building out an entirely new infrastructure? So I think, I think the big thing right now is Mike Elias has to kind of prove that he can, I don't know if it change is the right word, but, it's kind of intriguing that they may have some assets to sell off at the deadline. Not that, any Baltimore fan would want that to be the case, but, he has a chance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
To stockpile things and maybe get some major league ready players, and let's see how he attacks free agency in the winter. A lot of folks probably want him gone now. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, but at the same time, I think he still has every GM grows, from Brian Cashman to Andrew Friedman, all the way down. So I think Elias has earned the right to kind of see what can he do after a little bit of this failure here, even if the current situation is pretty ugly.
Talking with Gabe Lax, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Gabe, obviously the pitching part of it, we all thought wasn't going to be good, and it's been worse than we thought because, you know, they pivoted from Corbin Burns to Charlie Morton and Kyle Gibson. But the hitters, this we were told that they had this great hitting team. How do you wrap your head around the regression of what seems to be everybody but maybe Jackson Holliday, who got some advice from his dad, not anybody in the organization, and has started to hit?
This is the part that befuddles me the most, and I think, just judging from Elias's comments, maybe the GM himself like can't really figure it out. It just seems like the organization hit a wall development-wise. Everything was going great, you know, especially, you know, kind of the last piece of this current core, Jordan Westberg, you know, before his, you know, broken hand last year and then the hamstring this year, you know, all-star caliber guy, Colton Cowser, 24 home run guy. So it's really interesting to look at the inability to kind of finish some of these guys. You know, Kyle Stowers kind of hit a wall in the organization, didn't quite get the runway he maybe needed. And then Heston Kerstad has had a little more runway this year thanks to injuries to guys like Cowser. And, you know, it hasn't totally happened for him either. So it's, you know, and this is after, you know, turning over the whole hitting apparatus, which, you know, I mean, it's I'm sure there's a lot of technical things going on in there that that are kind of beyond my purview with regard to swing choices and all that kind of stuff. But it was only a couple years ago where you heard guys like Stowers talking about how great the kind of the, you know, the connectivity was in the organization, from the message you get at the big league level to Norfolk all the way down to Aberdeen, what have you. You know, like everything was going great guns. And then suddenly it just the floor fell out and the hitting coaches are gone and the new guys, you know, haven't seemed to be making the right impact. So, yeah, it's I wish I had answers for you. I think the GM probably wishes he had some answers, too. And maybe that I feel like that's the biggest thing he's probably investigating as he's kind of looking to see what the culprit is for all this. And another thing, too, is so much talk about the huge gap between AAA and the big leagues now. And, you know, probably as a result of the minor leagues, kind of, you know, less jobs available, less affiliates, less everything. So, you know, AAA is, you know, it's kind of been a party for hitters. And then they get a real, you know, even a ruder awakening than you imagine at the big league level. I feel like that's hit these guys harder for whatever reason. When you look at Mayo, when you look at Kerstad, and then Stowers when he was an Oriole, all those guys had absolutely nothing to prove back at AAA, and then, you know, kind of hit the wall at the big league level. So that's, yeah, I think that is probably, you know, beyond figuring out, you know, and investing more in pitching, I think figuring out what went wrong with the hitting infrastructure and the inability to get these guys to be polished products is probably, you know, public enemy number one when you look at this downfall the last roughly calendar year.
Gabe Locks covers baseball for USA Today. Gabe, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Coming up next, we will give you an endgame update. And, man, it's fascinating.
Little League's going to Little League.
Yeah, Orioles, they do stuff that's fun. We'll give you an update on what's going on with the O's. You're going to want to hear this next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.